bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Hello and welcome to the Gamer Show on the British Tech Network.
You've both got bottles of juice. How come I've not got a bottle of juice?
Because you only drink water.
How come you didn't buy me a bottle of water?
It's my payment for taxi driving.
Right, you got you. Right.
Anyway, I have a glass, I'm going to wee in it for you.
That voice there you heard was Sam, the voice Whiteley.
Are we doing it?
Okay. And we say this every time. That's the voice Whiteley.
Hi.
And that other voice you heard was Chiz. How are you, Chiz?
Good news. I don't think my toenail is coming off.
That's good.
It's just full blood.
Awesome. Listeners were losing sleep over your toe, actually.
There's a lot of comments. There's a lot of back and forth between on my Twitter account about it.
Which people are going to want to know what your Twitter account is now.
It's Banjo Gorilla 75.
You better claim that, otherwise somebody will be you.
I don't give a damn. Be me. You can't be any more of an asshole.
Okay. We have another review in iTunes. It's a 5-star review, and it's titled Howling with Laughter, and it's by Foreign Clakes. Now, we discussed this, and we're fairly sure Foreign Clakes has already put a review in iTunes, so we appreciate either if this is your first and we've just imagined that you've given us another review, or if this is, in fact, the second
familiar.
One.
The name's familiar.
The name is familiar.
It doesn't appear in the rest of iTunes.
No.
Because we're sad enough to check.
It may have been that you've put a comment or something like that on the British Tech Network. But either way, we really appreciate it. So I'll just read the review. I thought this podcast couldn't get any better, but after your last effort, George Lucas, the Destroyer of Children's Dreams, I found myself howling with laughter, which was quite embarrassing, seeing as we're on the bus, surrounded by elderly at the time, all of whom... were not impressed and tutted constantly, giving me evil dagger stares. Still a great show, loved everything. As for the question for the Almighty Trio, this year, we're the Almighty Trio.
I don't like that name. It's not really superhero-y, is it?
It's a bit of a shame for Chris, being that he was in the last show, unless he's assuming that he's part of the trio.
Although, to be fair, it's slightly better than the name that we usually go by, which is Them and Jakey's.
This year I found myself addicted to Kingdoms of Alamur Reckoning, an RPG hack and slash effort from EA on the Xbox, and was wondering if any of you guys had a chance to play it, and
if so,
your thoughts. Many thanks for yet another great show. I'll be listening forevermore. Foreign Clakes, aka Stuart from Ipswich. So you have played that, Sam?
Yeah, I played through the demo.
Yeah, same here.
All right.
Meh.
It was all right. It reminded me very much of Fable, but more RPG.
Yeah, it's like a cross between and almost like the original Diablo games a little bit. In I don't know, in the way that you wander around bashing barrels and stuff.
Right.
I thought it didn't jump out at me enough to me to go and buy it, but I enjoyed it enough to actually think about it drops in price or my love.
It's a PC game.
Or my love film account for everything.
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
One cool thing about the demo was if you complete the demo, you unlocked stuff for Mass Effect 3.
Yeah.
Which I thought is actually a good idea, an incentive to get people to play to try out its demos.
Did they not have that with Bulletstorm
as well? I got the demo.
Could well done as well, yeah. But that's what made me try the demos. I thought, I'm getting
it. Wasn't a Mass Effect. I can't remember what Bulletstorm had, but there was some hook with Bulletstorm.
It's probably something to do with Gears of War.
Yeah, I'm sure it... Oh, was it... You got the Gears of War 3 demo, an early access to the Gears of War 3 demo if you
bought
Bulletstorm or something.
It's a really good idea to get in the little games.
That's quite common to buy a game to get early access to demos, but what I liked about this was it was a demo, it was free, but it encouraged you to play the demo to unlock stuff for a game you're probably going to buy later on.
Yeah.
Like for a big title like it's Mass Effect, so... Big titles, it's a good idea to work in, say, for example, loads of folk buy it's Call of Duty. Why don't it's Activision to get games which are a new IP, get folk to play the demo, try them out, saying, if you play this demo, you unlock this for the new Call of Duty.
Hmm. Yeah, it's a cool idea. Speaking of Call of Duty, we should really call out at the top of the show here, being that Black Ops came out on Wednesday. None of us bought Black Ops, and we have no opinion of it as of this show. So if you've listened to this show purely looking for some advice on whether you should buy Black Ops 2 or not, you probably want to switch off and go elsewhere.
Chase was going to say buy it, but I'm totally against it, man.
None of us have played it. None of us are huge first-person shooter in that genre.
I enjoy them, but it's Call of Duty's just got a bit stale for me.
Yeah.
They're not bad games for playing online. They're very solid and very fun games, very well done.
Mm.
But to me, they're just getting to a point where to say Mold, I'm quite happy. The last one I bought was, well you made me buy Modern Warfare 3, which was the last one before that one.
Yeah, that but, was, made you buy that because we, the British Town Network have a clan,
yeah,
and we bought it for that, and I don't think we've actually played that clan since the day you got that game.
No, thanks. So I picked it up for...
Don't ask 20, me. 20
but,
sorry.
You assholes! It's another thing you didn't invite me to.
I have to be honest, I've got no intention of getting Black Ops 2 in you two.
Well, I might when it drops in cash. I have to say, I quite enjoy Black Ops 1. I might buy it when it drops for a little bit, but it'll probably be 6 months before it actually drops at any significant price whatsoever.
Because I mind, it was Call of Duty 4. It was even like a year after that game. It was new games in the series came out, but Call of Duty 4 was still at full price.
Yeah, yeah. We did try and get somebody on the show tonight to guest on the show who does play those games and has bought that game, but unfortunately they were busy tonight so they couldn't come on. But we'll maybe get them on for later because we appreciate the rest. What do you want?
The entire shelving system is going to fall off the end of the table.
Sorry, there's a shelf on the desk was going to fall off. Sam was doing some sign language there.
I was trying not to...
You do it all the time though. When I'm talking, you'll sign language something to Paul, and I'm, did you ever hear me going, so yeah, I was and I actually started so we end up
it's not
a
my
game,
fault
we
end up, as
I end up playing charades on a podcast
as a magpie.
anyway, speaking about those type of games,
sorry, I'm going to break in once more. Congratulations to Chris and Marianne who had their first baby.
Oh yeah, that's
Chris,
true.
Who was
Chris
on
the show
last
week.
Show.
Yeah, so
they've just had the little baby,
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Name, unfortunately, wasn't gaming inspired, which we were trying for. Me and
John
Chase. little Esme.
Esme, cool.
Well, is that named after your kitten?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yes, well done to them. Yeah, cool. Okay. So
that was really heartfelt, yeah. Paul. Well done. Yeah, so, whatever.
It's old news. I've got a kid. Get the program, Chris.
In your face, beard boy.
I didn't mean it like that. I was just kidding. We're 7 minutes in and we've not even touched any news.
Quoting Marianne just for a second, because this is awesome. Chris, if you heard that and you're upset, go cry behind your tiny little hands. There we go.
Okay.
Has he got freakish with small hands?
He has got really small
hands. Anyway, we're drifting off here. Come on. Right. 7 minutes in and we haven't touched any news yet, so we're going to have to go really fast.
Maybe it's really handy for combing his beard.
Seals.
Yeah. He does have to buy a comb.
Some American Navy SEALs have been punished
like the bush
for
baby
a role.
The giant fingers. Yeah, that'd be brilliant. Pulling grubs out of it. Right, come on, Paul.
Right,
we'll get serious.
Right. Navy SEALs have been punished for a role in developing Medal of Honor video game, says an official. I've got an official statement here from, and I'm pretty, I think this is awesome. This guy, I've forgotten his title now, Deputy Commander of Navy SEALs Special Warfare, Rear Admiral Jerry Bonelli.
You're that on your street, are you not?
No.
The quote goes, we do not tolerate deviations from the policies that govern who we are and what we do as sailors in the United States Navy. The non-judicial punishment decisions made today send a clear message throughout our force. We held to the high standard of accountability. So basically, what these guys did, was there six of them, I think?
I'm so glad you got promoted. Mm-hmm. Being a crotch private was just...
I know. It was pretty depressing. There's a lot of heavy work going on.
We've got a lot of news to get through. Come on.
Sorry.
So, what's our thoughts on this?
It's kind of a bit rubbish, but if they are actually giving away things that they've been told not to, then...
It depends on the details.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they weren't going to give away any details because that would be highlighting the stuff that they weren't supposed to give away, so they didn't give away any details.
So I'm just wondering, is it they can't say anything about the missions that they hired them. So, so what's it like to be a Navy SEAL?
Can't tell you.
Can't tell you.
Well, they've received letters of reprimand and forfeited half of their pay for 2 months. They'll not face jail time, which this article that that I had in NBC did sent out, which I thought was a little interesting because I can't see a scenario. Well, maybe I'm just being naive here, but it almost puts that they did not face jail time as if somebody would be going, well, they should have done. You know?
Yeah.
I can't
there'll
see.
Be, there'll be someone. There'll be some crazy right-wing pro-military. Yeah, send him down.
So
put him in front of a firing line, man.
I think it seemed to just, well, the article kind of goes on to say that it was kind of making an example of them, because I'm assuming this does happen regularly.
To be honest, no one's going to find out the details, because only getting bought more and more of here anyway.
Yeah, but if they sign a form, if it's like official secrets type stuff, then...
Actually, everybody bought Modern Warfare.
They do deserve it.
It got bad reviews, but actually sold pretty well.
Yeah, it did. So that's a shame for them. But hey, I'm sure they knew that going into it.
They've seen worse.
I'm sure they have. Definitely have. There's another thing. It came out this week, basically, that Assassin's Creed is being made into a movie, which... it's hardly surprising. I think everybody kind of saw that coming. But we also thought we'd just kind of point out there's another couple of movie tie-ins that have been released, which is Deus Ex and Splinter Cell.
Deus.
Deus. Deuce. Deus.
Deuce.
Deuce. I say Deuce. You say Deus.
Deus.
Tomato. So on and so forth.
No, it's Deus.
Okay. Deus Ex, even though it's spelled Dukes or something. I've forgotten what I said.
Deuce. Deuce.
Assassin's Creed has been announced.
You know who's playing the lead role?
Michael Fassbender. Is he playing the lead role like Enzo?
Favourite name of all actors.
Fassbender, yeah, I know.
Awesome.
He doesn't strike me as the character that plays...
It's not announced what actual Damien. Character, but it might be because they jump through time playing different ones, it might not be anyone.
Oh, that's true. It's not necessarily the main guy.
It might be... Altair, it could be anyone.
Yeah. Apparently it's going to get released next year, though. Desmond. Wait, what did I say? Damien, sorry. It says it's going to get released next year, and from all the articles that I can see, they haven't even started it yet. They haven't even got a script together. So this is not going to be a big budget, like massive, awesome...
Big budget.
Oh, this is going to be a good show.
Massive budget, like blockbuster, amazing movie. Well, if they're only got like what, less than 12 months?
It's Ubisoft have been pre-planning for a few years now, so I think they must have something.
Well, I figure that my theory is that they could probably save themselves a lot of money and just take all the cutscenes from Assassin's Creed 2, and that's easily going to be 90 minutes of movie footage. Stitch it all together. They might have to kind of put a little bit in between some of them, and straight to video.
The actual action scenes. Yeah. So it's like, I'm going to get from here to there. There we go.
Probably add a bit of boobs or something, and then you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much done. Straight to DVD, save themselves quite a bit of money. Would be interesting. But it kind of, because like Deuce Ex has also been mentioned. Deuce Ex. And Splinter Cell, there's a guy that was in...
Tom Hardy.
Yes. He was in a film. Dark Knight.
Yeah.
It occurred to me, has there ever been a movie that turned into a game, and I mean like a tie-in, I don't mean like 15 years later they released a game that was actually quite interesting. I mean like a game that's released from a movie, or equally...
GoldenEye.
Yeah, but that was years later. That wasn't like an off the back of it. But I could also list some Star Wars games, Lego Star Wars and everything like that. But what I mean straight off the back of it.
It was supposed to be released at the same time, but for once in a while they're allowed longer to actually...
Okay, so there is my point. It's when, for example, the Wolverine game that came out with the Wolverine movie, the first half a dozen levels of that game I really enjoyed. It was really, really interesting. But then it was just repetitive as hell because...
Time constraints,
and they just threw it out. So that's my question. Has there ever been a movie tie-in or a movie based on a game that has actually been any good?
As soon as time constraints, any game, even if it's not based on a film, if they've got a certain amount of time to make it, always usually sucks and been rushed.
Well, look the other direction. Has there ever been a movie that's been based on a game?
That's been good.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Because Resident Evil films all suck ass.
That Mario Brothers Hill film was awesome. Ass.
Actually, the Mario Brothers film was awesome.
It was a bit rubbish, to be fair, but...
The Wizard. Oh, Wizard. Do you remember Wizard?
No.
No, it wasn't really based on a game. It was the kid from Wonder Years.
Wizard.
Yeah, it's called The Wizard, and it's a NES. It's based on the NES game, and basically the kid from the Wonder Years, Thingy Savage, Ben Savage,
right?
He travels across America with the girl that lives next door to him and his little brother, because he's very, very good at NES games, and he goes to like the NES Championship, and he plays against this guy at the end who has one of those NES controllers that you only ever saw on the telly that was actually on the wrist, and it was like part of a glove. I forget what you call it now.
NES gauntlet or something.
It was something like that. And it had like, and basically what that meant was you could only use one hand. Instead of having the ability to have two hands playing it, you only had one hand. But that was a good movie. I'm going to put that in the show notes for people to click on. They can click on it. The Wizard. Anyway, so you've not answered my question.
Don't know, but I quite like the Resident even for Evil films.
You really do?
Did you?
Yeah, I actually did. They are chewing gum for the mind, but I actually quite enjoyed them.
Okay, well, we'll leave that alone instead of ridiculing you.
I think they, if they actually made the Halo film, it could have been good, because the director, well, it's Peter Jackson producing, and the director, if they were about to make it, then it all fell through, and they went off and did, it was District 13 or
9
mm-hmm. instead, which was brilliant. And, and if they
better choice.
I know.
I don't think it would have been that good.
Imagine the film they could have. Imagine how good Halo could have been if they just.
Well, they might still.
Just
do
don't
Halo.
Think it would be that good, because just think of the aliens that are in the game. They're just too comical and silly to be done well.
Yeah, the little film. I forget what you call them. The little ones.
The
that
grunts.
Sort of. Yeah, the grunts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, he's after us! It's the demon.
Who says you have to put them in the game and have them exactly like that?
I don't know.
They'd pretty much just be like the Jawas in Spaceballs.
Yeah. And the what the Covenant leader thing's called? You know, the
prophets.
The prophets.
I think it's like
they'll
change it.
Ridiculous.
Well, from the Ford, their miniseries they did, the live action, it was miniseries they did before Halo 4 was actually pretty well done, and the it's only you see the Jackals and the Elites and that, and they're pretty well done.
Well, Jackals are quite cool.
And the Hunter as well. So
I've never actually watched that, so I will have a go. You can send me a link or...
No, you find yourself, I can't be honest.
Okay.
I love you too.
The next thing is, there was an article this week about Microsoft trying to get into the handheld gaming market with a handheld gaming console or a handheld Xbox. And I was quite interested in this till I went on to read that what they're actually talking about or hinting to is basically a Xbox tablet type Surface type thing. So they're designed as a 7-inch tablet to take on Apple's iPad and Sony's PS Vita. The Xbox Surface could provide Microsoft with a new venue for content distribution. As of March 2012, more consumers use their Xbox 360, blah, 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 blah.
That is rubbish.
I really don't think it'll work. I kind of like the idea of them maybe bringing out a DS type Vita type thing, but bringing out a 7-inch tablet for gaming on.
Tablets are not for gaming. No, the light gaming, blah blah blah.
We've talked about this at length on the show,
yeah,
but
this story is just a rumor rather than well, it is rumor. I don't think there's anything to it anymore. I think it's something that Microsoft maybe thought about, but I can't. I bet they don't actually. Do it.
I think it's a rubbish story, and I think we should stop giving it show time.
Okay. Valve kind of Microsoft. Confirms work on Source 2 engine. Gabe Newell confirmed in a conversation with 4chan, quote, "We've been working on new engine stuff for a while. We've just been waiting on a game to roll it out with." So, is this Half-Life 3? Is it next-gen consoles? Is it both?
If it's not Half-Life 3, I have a car battery and some crocodile clips with his nipples' names on it.
You've actually named your nipples, Gabe.
Actually have. I've just been practicing on myself.
Oh, Gabe.
We have a show title.
Gabe's my favourite.
That's the second bigger. Time Gabe Newell has Gabe Newell's appeared in our show titles. I'm looking forward to this, not for Source 2 engine necessarily, but I'm looking forward to it from the point of view that this could potentially be another Left 4 Dead, it could be another Portal, or it could be Half-Life 3.
Or a new IP entirely. But he's been, I think, someone else said what he's been saying, what the engine can do sounds pretty impressive. I can't remember off the top of my head, but he says it blows what we're currently seeing out of the water, he reckons. Mm-hmm. So.
The problem I have with this is I'm not shocked that they're making another engine. They should be making another engine anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
It's what they should be doing. All big games designers should be doing the same kind of thing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, actually, the story is a bit of a nothing.
Okay, moving
exciting,
on.
Exciting, though.
We're now getting into the dregs of what
so
I like to call the articles chizpoo.
Hey, I don't have to. I don't make the news. I commentate on it. I'm the news man, damn you.
I don't want to talk about this. This is crap.
DirectX 11.1 to be Windows 8 exclusive. Now, being a Mac person, I don't have to deal with DirectX. So I really don't understand what the big deal about this is. So please tell me.
Tell me who I have to hurt this time. Who's in charge of this?
is this a big problem?
It's not a huge problem, to be honest, but it's mildly annoying. And it's I don't think it'll stick with being Windows 8 exclusive. Mm-hmm. I think this is just a bit of a stab at Windows 8's not done as well as we wanted it to.
They're just trying to lure
you better buy it. Ooh.
It's just a thing to try and lure in the hardcore PC gamers. If you want DirectX 11.1, you have to get Windows 8.
So is DirectX 11 on Windows 7?
Yeah.
Ah, right, okay. So this is just a small upgrade, so it shouldn't... It's just like probably bug fixes and stuff like that.
It's just fancier new graphic features to it and stuff. I know it was DirectX 11 added, it was tessellation and stuff, which is...
Tessellation.
Yeah, it's a fancy sort of extra polygon that when you zoom in, it makes it even more detailed and you know, distance and all stuff. It's I could go into detail, but... I don't know. it'll just be fancy. It'll just be some fancy new features. But from what I've read, the difference between 11 and 11.1 isn't so big that it should bother too much. But I still think it kind of sucks that it's not available for Windows 7. But hopefully it will be at some point, or unless there are massive bugs.
Yeah, for goodness' sake.
It will be.
2048. Thank you. No.
Penis.
Oh, Jesus.
Now that's all right, surely.
Yeah, surely.
Okay, yeah.
That is a scientific term.
They are all penis bags.
No universal achievements for the Wii U. Now, we reported on this when the Wii U first got announced as a rumour because there'd been no signs of anything, but it's now been confirmed by the developers who produce Scribblenauts that there are no universal achievements. There will be achievements in-game, so if the developer chooses to put together achievements, you will be able to achieve achievements in inside games, but it's not across the piece. Now, in the pre-show, we were discussing this, and Chiz, you didn't think this was a big deal.
It's not a big deal to me anymore, because, well, I do kind of like the Xbox achievements, even though I wouldn't say it's any better than the PlayStation 3 trophies, but because the PS3 trophies weren't there when it launched, and because of the Xbox first, I prefer them, even though there's no...
I'm not even remotely fussed about the PlayStation trophies.
Either am I. I mean,
I don't really give a damn about any of them. But
I'm sure, I know, like, I care about the Xbox one.
They're fun when I get them. But
there's a lot of people. There's a few people on my friends list who just like. There's people out there who love to collect stuff. And they see achievements that way. It's just like folks just have to complete everything, and that means getting all the achievements.
Yeah.
And so I can see some people going, "Oh, but I want achievements on my Wii U."
Yeah, I want a gamer score. I want the whole gamer score thing. And I think it's Microsoft. I don't know what it is that Microsoft do it in the Xbox experience better than the PlayStation one. But I don't know. I want to get more achievements in the Xbox one. But it's kind of the same as the PlayStation one. I don't get the difference.
The way the PlayStation done is it goes up in levels. So you get so many and then you get level 2, level 4. So it works like an RPG sort of way.
Yeah.
Which is probably the right way to do it today. So it wasn't the same as the Xbox one, which is just a number.
Points, yeah.
And I don't think it's a personal preference thing. I think, if I had a PlayStation 3 first before I got an Xbox, and they had trophies since it launched, which it then added later, which was a big mistake, I thought, because there's games that still don't have trophies and been patched later on. And I was like, I can't be bothered putting that again. If it was the other way around, I'd probably prefer his trophies, just the fact that I was collecting achievements first. So I'm not, and it's like, I'm not collecting two different things. It's just too much.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's loads of people out there who, I know several people who are addicted to getting as many achievements and trophies as they possibly can.
I think it only really works for me in
games to do it as well.
I only really works for me in games I'm really enjoying. So, for example, like Red Dead, I make a point in Grand Theft Auto 4. I made a point of getting as many as humanly possible. Whereas it doesn't really lure me into other games. So I think it is. It does give that extra level of playability, though, because once you finish the game, I do still want to go and do all the little side missions and all the little silly little pigeon achievements.
If I count the 60-70 Xbox games I've played, I've maybe completed all 1,000 points, and maybe I think it's 8.
I've not completed. Well, I've discussed this before,
but I only do it with games I really enjoy it, and I actually enjoy it. For example, Batman Arkham Asylum, I got 1,000 points in that just because the game was that good. I enjoyed it, and I thought, well, it's adding a replay factor just by getting all the achievements, and because I still enjoy the game, I've got a real world. If I'm trying to get the achievements, but if I'm not enjoying the game, or it's too frustrating, or insanely hard, but it's not even fun anymore, it's like, you've sod that.
Yeah.
But if it's fun to get the achievements, and it means you play the game, and you've got a reason to play the game, then...
And finally, Mass Effect 4 will explore new directions, powered by Frostbite.
Yeah. It's exciting news.
I shall mime this out for you, Paul.
What is it?
No, I just thought that you were complaining about that. Yeah. I just wondered if that was a good idea or not, and whether it doesn't matter.
This is really good radio here.
Yeah, it is. It's not radio, so no one cares. Yeah, Mass Effect 4. That's exciting stuff. Cheers.
Text future podcast ideas when we should be doing this in between.
Anyway, know, just
Mass Effect 4. That's not a bad idea. We'll bring it up later.
Yep.
They're organizing skills.
Mass Effect 4 will explore new directions powered by Frostbite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, it will.
I have to admit, this was a news story that almost didn't make the cut in this show, but just wanted to talk about it, so we left it in.
I had to put it, because I thought it was news. Will there all be a new franchise within the Mass Effect play, a new trilogy with new characters set all within the universe with a new threat and all sorts, and using DICE's Frostbite engine, which is used for Battlefield 3 and stuff, so it could be pretty sexy.
Hmm. Well, there you go. I suppose it was worthwhile keeping that in after all.
Yeah. Because you suck.
Anyway, on to what we've been playing this week. Cheers.
I have been playing Halo.
Do you want me to scroll up so you can see it?
Yes, I've forgotten.
Hitman Absolution, is that it?
That's a preview, you dumbass.
Oh, sorry. What? We're in the wrong section.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, this is going really well tonight. What are you looking forward to, Chiz?
Oh, we're doing it this way, already.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me read. Hitman Absolution, I've mentioned it several times, but it's out on Tuesday, and I got my dispatch note today, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Should arrive. So, yeah. Reviews so far have been pretty good. I think I've seen 2 9 out of 10 reviews, although one review, which I've not read the full review, but I've read online, apparently PC Gamer have given it a really low score.
Right.
But what I've read from the review seems to contradict everything else I've read about the game, which doesn't make much sense. Not that I'm saying the reviewer's an idiot and what he's done, but I can't see myself agreeing.
I don't know, kind of did. Goodbye, just saying that. A little bit.
I'm just saying I disagree, but it doesn't
mean. All right.
Listen to the words.
I did.
I still think it'll be awesome, but it's got one review which has me a little bit worried, but I say I shall judge it when I see it.
I've not played any of the Hitman games since the first one back in PC days, and this one looks really, really interesting. But there's a whole queue of games. I hate and love this time of year, because you always get tons and tons of awesome games coming out. But it's kind of getting a queue together of what ones I want
to
play.
That's what the show does to our lives, though. Mm. I've actually, in between playing the one that I had to play, but I've gone back and I've started going through Skyrim again, because I've now got this huge backlog of games that were awesome, but I've never been able to complete them because I haven't got the time anymore.
You poor...
I know.
I'm not sure about that one. We'll have to check that one. 2736.
I think you've checked before, if not, and it's been all right.
I'm not sure if did it right.
Anyway, before that continues, Sam, what are you looking forward to?
I am looking forward to a game that Chris Cameron brought to my attention. Another big shout out to Chris there.
It's almost like he's here.
Yeah. Currently,
I think next podcast you need to take the phone off, Sam.
Yeah, I know.
No, you can't.
He's supposed to have it switched off, actually.
Am I? You told me I didn't need to.
Maybe did.
Yeah,
but did. I think you need to have it switched off because you're...
I haven't been playing with it that much.
You've sat on
it. It was my penis. and penis is okay to say.
But the context, I don't know.
Oh, fine. It's currently on Kickstarter, actually, and it's called Sir, You Are Being Hunted. And it's a crazy little game where you've been dumped, I think possibly on an island, and you're being hunted by aristocratic steampunk robots. It's called Tweedpunk. and they have robot dogs to sniff you out, and you have to kind of hide in the woods and crawl through the marshes and escape. It's like a manhunt, and they're just hunting you for their own enjoyment.
I'm sure this sounds like an episode of Futurama. I think Futurama did something very similar in the episode, I think.
Family Guy?
No, or Futurama. It's robots and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, it looks awesome. Have a look. It's cracking.
They did it in The Simpsons. There was an episode of The Simpsons, not with
robots.
We
are not talking about cartoon programs. We're talking about video games.
Yes, that's
which
much
is far more
mature.
More highbrow.
I am going to cheat a little bit, and I'm going to bring up Grand Theft Auto 5. Although I said this last week, but tons more stuff has come out since we last talked about this. So the
apart
second
from the game itself.
Yeah, that's spring 2013. Yeah. But the second trailer came out, which makes it look really, really interesting. Lots of cool stuff. Some highlights for me. I made notes. Are you impressed? My notes.
No.
You copied
exactly
and pasted.
Exactly the opposite.
No, I didn't, actually.
No, you actually typed words.
I typed words. I type words.
Did
I
you
don't
do
write
it?
Them.
Did
I
you
type
do
words.
It, or did you make a family member, your wife, or someone else type it for you?
No, I actually typed them on myself. I sit and I do the notes for the show on the train on the way in and out from work.
Did you shout at Siri to do it?
Yeah.
No, because people would think that was weird if I was at the train shouting Siri. Also, funny. I go through a lot of tunnels, so Siri doesn't work.
You just sit there. No, Siri, you got that wrong. Do it again.
Is Siri scared of tunnels?
No, you can't do dictation unless you have a data signal.
Doesn't like being in the dark. That's yeah, where
it,
Paul
it kind of
listen
to what you're saying.
Could listen to what you're saying, but it has trouble sending it to the server. If it can't get a data signal.
Oh, yeah, I thought.
A lot of it, it does quite a bit of it on the phone, but it also has to send off to do some stuff. Anyway, so apparently it's going to be bigger than Grand Theft Auto 4, Red Dead Redemption, and San Andreas put together, the actual world, which looks really, really cool. In that, I don't think I explored all of San Andreas. I think I probably did Grand Theft Auto 4 and Red Dead Redemption.
It would be.
But I don't think I managed to cover the whole of San Andreas, so it's going to be that big, which looks awesome. I'm not convinced by the idea of playing multiple characters, to be honest. I think I quite, but I'm willing to be impressed by this.
I think it's a handy little spin on it. I think it's something new, and to be honest, if you don't like a certain character, I think you don't have to jump to him. But it's probably
all right. You're maybe going to be able to choose.
It's worth it. It's probably worthwhile when you probably get more story if you do that.
Yeah. And did you think that Trevor, the character Trevor, looked like Pete from 30 Rock?
Don't know any of those names.
You don't know Pete from 30
Rock?
Oh,
yeah, Pete from 30
Rock. The balding guy that's kind of like
if it looked a
Liz
lot
Lemon.
More angry.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. No?
No.
I don't know who the other one is, though.
I'll see if I can bring it up when one of yous are talking later on.
We're not allowed to do that.
What I thought was quite good was you can change character at any point, and it goes like when it changes, apparently it zooms out to a Google Maps thing and zooms back in to where they are.
All right.
And because if you're not controlling a certain character at a time, they go off and do their own thing. They've got like set things they do during the day. And knowing Rockstar, when you take over a certain character, I bet you'll be doing something quite funny and sordid when you take over.
Yeah,
it's just like,
yeah.
Why am I putting a gimp suit on?
They've added tons of new vehicles as well, which is quite cool because I missed the bikes that you got in. What was the one that you got the bikes in? It was that one based in the 80s.
Bicycles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bike City.
That was just annoying.
No, I like that. So they're bringing back, so you got BMX bike, mountain bike, road bike, dirt bike.
San Andreas did the actual pedal bikes.
Yeah, they did the pedal bikes now. Huge variety of cars, trucks, helicopters, planes, ATVs, jet skis. The other thing is one of the guys is a trained pilot, so I'm assuming there's going to be a lot more opportunities and stuff to play with the planes. Confirmed activities including yoga. You can play yoga in this game. I really hope it's not like San Andreas where you... I just found it tedious when you had to go to the gym and stuff.
No,
I don't want to go to the gym in real life. I'm not going to go to the gym in a video game.
They don't have... that sort of character... Its customization isn't in it.
Right, okay.
Which is good because I hated that in San
Andreas. Yeah, so you can do yoga, triathlon, scuba diving, jet skiing, base jumping, tennis, and even a full-fledged golf game.
Yeah. Because they've now mapped, you can now go underwater and stuff like that, so I wonder if it's like submarines and those little things that pull you about with stuff.
I don't know what you call them, underwater jet skis or something, I don't know. They have them in Kelso Swimming Pool.
Do they?
Yeah. My daughter went to a birthday party there, and this is totally off down a different road, and they have these little...
We've done it several times.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And it's like you can hire them for kids' birthday parties, and they like pull them about underwater, and it's basically handlebars and what maybe looks like a fan. So basically handlebars attached to a fan, and it just pulls them about underwater. It looks great fun. So yeah, hire them at Kelso Swimming Pool. There's a free plug. Sponsor us, Kelso Swimming Pool.
Yeah, someone sponsor us. I want someone to buy me the games as opposed to me having to buy them anymore.
Yes.
Anything else in your notes were...
No, that was pretty much it. That was the main things that kind of jumped out. I mean, there's loads and loads of more stuff, but looked really, really cool. I can't wait.
One important thing is apparently they've changed the car handling because they admit themselves in Grand Theft Auto 4, all the cars felt too boat-like, which is quite
true. They weren't the worst handling games in the planet. But
it took a bit of skill to get used to, but they were still a bit...
Yeah. So, cool. Grand Theft Auto 4. 5, rather. 4's already out. Looking forward to it. So, next. What have we been playing this week? Sam.
Did Chiz do his? Oh, yeah, he did.
He did.
About Absolution. Apparently, according to the notes, I've been playing right hand on my top lip and my left hand on my tolls?
Balls.
Oh, right, okay.
Because you're Tash, I feel like you're turning yourself on.
Although I've noticed it
seems to have creased your arseholeness.
Really unpleasant.
In case you missed the last episode, Sam is doing Movember.
Oh, and we will actually put the link up this time.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Because we didn't.
We will also put a photograph of Sam's Tash up too.
It's if you put a link up to my Movember, I've been updating the Tash photographs every 3 days.
Ah, cool.
We need a picture for the podcast of your Tash and Gabe Newell.
Just my Tash.
And your nipples.
My Tash, Gabe
and Newell.
Gabe Newell.
No. We need the Tash, Gabe and Newell.
Alright.
Anyway, what have you been playing this week?
Actually, mostly I've been playing Skyrim, as I said, but I did put some time aside, actually not this week, last week, for Lord of the Rings Battle in the North, or whatever the hell it's called.
War in the North.
Yeah. And that was alright. It wasn't too bad. I chose to wander around and be the dwarf and hit things with an axe. I could have been an elf and who was a bit of a sorcerer, but a kind of healy person.
What genre was it? Hack and slash? Or
yeah, hack and slash.
Top-down view?
Yeah, third person.
Move camera around.
Yeah. Not like top-down, yeah. But... You know.
Were you able to move the camera or was it like set in one place?
No, you can move the camera. It was all right. Yeah, it does actually.
It does.
Wow,
look like
it does
Pete.
Look like Pete. Wow, I haven't seen any of these pictures. I'm probably about the only one on the planet that doesn't like Grand Theft Auto, or isn't that bothered by it. Rather than doesn't.
You don't
like
any game you can't play.
I can play Grand Theft Auto.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not going to go into the reasons why I didn't like it. But I didn't like it.
No, you're right. It does look like Pete.
It does, definitely. It's all right. I freed a giant eagle who spoke, which I found a bit disappointing. And he helped me.
What
sort of
voice did he have?
Oh, little dwarf friend, I shall fly and eat these goblin things, but I can't get too close because there's ballista over there. You'll have to go and deal with them. Yeah, it was all right.
Was that 100% accurate?
Yes.
Okay.
That was actually part of the story that I just
part
ruined.
Part of this podcast is authenticity. Authenticity.
Well, in the second part...
My ability to...
37:20.
I was going to say, I'll throw you out the window and see if you can fly like a giant eagle, but you actually redeemed yourself by swearing again.
Well, the Paul has a mini hissy fit and then memorises the number of the time it happened.
Okay, so Chiz, what have you been playing this week?
You're not even listening. You're just coming in every now and again. That's all we are to you, Paul. Just time fillers for you, between you talking.
You can do all that.
I'm glad we've agreed. Anyway, Chiz, what have you been playing?
You were telling me off for playing with my phone.
Anyway.
There's a bubble in my throat burping.
Is it just me, or is this one of the worst podcasts we've done so far?
It's spoiler-wise streamlined.
Yeah.
I have been playing Halo 4.
I don't want to hear any of the story or anything. No spoilers at all. I'm not allowed to have it because I have to wait until Christmas. Mm. I'm not allowed to buy anything for myself from now until then. So,
Obviously, very, very good. It's. I would say if you never liked Halo, this isn't going to change your mind because it's more of the same, but more refined. Very prettier graphics. The weapons, I particularly like the weapons. They feel a lot more meatier and
nice.
They're more visceral. And the new weapons they've gotten out are pretty cool. They're Promethean ones. And, the story, I would say, can be confusing because there seems like a backstory. Like, I think if you'd read some books, it helps. Yeah, even though I played every other of the games and kind of got the gist to know the story, but I haven't read any of the books. So
I didn't even know there was Halo books.
There's lots, actually.
Right.
Apparently some are pretty good as well.
I was semi-tempted, but I just... I'm never sure about these game tie-in books as to whether they're going to be decent or not.
I'll give it a shot. At the same time, I tried out Xbox Surface app for the iPhone.
Oh, how did, was that all right?
It works on Xbox. You can do basically access. It's quite handy for sending its messages if you don't have a keyboard for your Xbox. But one thing I found really annoying was in the game, there's terminals that gives you backstory, from years ago, blah, blah, blah. Basically, it sets everything up. And so if you find these terminals, you get a short animated clip. It tells you stuff, and there's 8 of them in the game at find, so you get 8 stories. And in the past games, it was ODST did the same thing, but we accessed it. You saw the story straight away. They're on the TV, accessed it. This, it comes up and says, access Halo Waypoint to view the video. And Waypoint is an app you have to download for your Xbox that gets you access. It's basically an all-in-one. It collects all your data from past Halos and says where you are, where your friends are. Much the same what it was Call of Duty's Elite. It's much the same idea as that.
Right.
Mass Effect did something similar for Xbox, I seem to remember. PC.
What happens if you don't have an internet connection? I know a few people will not have an internet connection.
You can't view it.
So that part of the plot doesn't make any sense then.
Yeah.
You can't view it. The terminals are there to be found. You have to find them anyway, so you can go through the game and not see them anyway.
All right, okay. So it's not like an integral part of the
plot. It's not a part, but it helps, I think.
Yeah.
But the annoying thing is, it's like it forces you to actually, if you want to watch it now, if you don't have, for example, you're not on your PC, or like you don't have, it's the app for your phone, you have to quit the game, go to, sign in, download the app if you don't have it, sign in, then view the video, then go back to the game. Which is kind of like, what the hell's the point in that? Just show me the video. And like, I actually got the point, if I wanted to watch it, I had to watch it on
He's getting
phone.
That angry, he just choked at his own bile there.
Yeah. It's like, you had to, if I wanted to watch it while playing the game, I'd have to watch it on my phone. So it's like, great, I have to watch this animated thing on a smaller screen with poor sound. It's like, how is that a good idea?
It's just stupid.
It's a way to get people to get on the waypoint, and I think it's moronic. It's retarded.
Indeed.
But there's game, really, really good. Still to play multiplayer because everyone is still to get the game that I know. No one has it. Well, on my friends list, apart from people who I say hi to and I don't really play with them.
How many friends do you have?
On his friends list or generally?
No, in real life.
Two.
Right.
And we're both here and neither of us have bought it.
Yeah. No.
Or he's not referring to us.
No, totally not. I wouldn't refer to you two as friends.
I have been playing Assassin's Creed 3 because it arrived, finally.
Huzzah!
The last couple weeks. Again, I'm not going to do any spoilers or anything like that because I know you guys have started to play it and probably a little listener stuff as well.
I don't know, I'm kind of against it a little bit because I don't like the idea of having to kill redcoats, but...
For some reason, and I can't put my finger on it exactly, but I'm not as into it as I was Assassin's Creed 2.
Really?
There's just something not about it. It's possibly... I'm just trying to think of what I'm about to say is going to include... No, I don't think it does. It's possibly the character you play at the beginning, which doesn't give a lot away because all the...
Is it your racism and the fact that you don't like Native Americans?
No, because you don't play that to begin with. But as soon as you go into the game, everybody's seen like their videos and stuff like that, so you know you eventually end up playing a Native American and everything like that. But at the beginning of the game, you don't, and that's quite clear as soon as you switch it on, so I'm not ruining anything there.
It's in trailers, don't worry about that.
Oh yeah, that's true, it is actually. So yeah, you play this English dude, or British dude, and the first part of the game is basically you have to go and kill a guy, which is almost entirely cutscenes, apart from you making your way across to kill a guy, and then getting out of the theatre. You then have to do the pretty much 2-month voyage across to America, of which you're on a ship the most of the time, which just sort of seems like filler. Nothing really kind of happens. There's a couple of tiny plot points that I suppose are loosely connected to the rest of the plot, but nothing that they couldn't have done without having you just meandering about on a ship for 2 months. Nothing they couldn't have done without you having to meander about on a ship for 2 months.
So it's bad storytelling, you think?
I think so. I don't know whether they felt the need to like draw that bit out at the beginning. There is one bit that I can't talk about because it's quite a major plot point, but there's one bit just at the point where you switch characters that doesn't make a huge amount of sense to me, but we can maybe go into that at a later date when you guys have both played it. And it maybe will become clear in the end. I think maybe I'm just not into it because I maybe don't like the character. I don't think I really like the guy in the beginning.
From what I've read from the reviews, it's Connor's quite a dull character.
He is.
Well, Ezio was actually quite interesting because he starts off as an Italian, a womanizer, and he was quite, well, up his own arse.
Yeah.
Then obviously horrific things happen and he sees his character totally changing and evolving. And by the end of it, especially by the end of Brotherhood, I won't ruin anything, but... you realise that he's actually been a really, really cool and well done character.
Yeah.
And what I've read from you is Connor's just dull and
do you know what? Is it just me though, or is like Middle East in the Middle Ages and Rome and Istanbul or Constantinople?
Mm-hmm.
Are they not just much more interesting places as well than
I suppose it is.
Bonging around in
there is one bit where you're running around New England and you're having to sprint through snow, and it's really dull and it's really boring. And there's you could maybe go you can nick a horse at one point, but you kind of get the horse over the river, so you have to jump off the horse and walk, and then you end up having to tromp all the way through snow.
Did you not climb trees and go, because it's faster going through the trees and walking through the snow?
Yeah, I don't think I'd mastered that at that stage.
You just not know?
No, I did know that.
So the fault this game is your skills.
No, I think the character, the guy at the beginning, Connor, he's portrayed as this kind of middle-aged, quite pompous gentleman who is very arrogant. He comes off as extremely arrogant, and I think he's just not a very likable character. I've only just got into the section with the Native American character, so I'm not going to really go into many details about that. Actually, I'm probably two or three memory sequences into him.
It's kind of ruined a bit because I didn't realise you took control of another guy. I thought it was just Desmond and Connor.
No, there's a Native American guy.
Yeah, which is Connor.
Sorry, Connor. At the beginning, you are somebody else. You're like a middle-aged British guy.
All right.
So you're not Desmond.
Shut up, Paul. You're talking.
No, but as soon as you switch the game on, you are this guy. So I'm not ruining anything.
Yeah, but I didn't know that, and I've read all the reviews. It must be kept out for a reason.
No, I don't think so. You switch the game on, and you are this guy.
Well, you know what he gets like when you give him spoilers.
I've just realised we're running...
Oh, you are never going to survive this.
We're running exceptionally long, I've just noticed. Yeah. So.
I'm saying that there's probably listeners out there who probably didn't want to know that as well, though, but it doesn't matter. But
it's the very beginning. You start the game and you are this other guy.
Most thought you would have played as Desmond and Connor, but a third character. I think no one would have known about it until they played it.
Well, I have to say, I talked about that character and you said... People know about that. It's in the trailers.
No, I said if it's in the trailers, it doesn't matter, I said.
Anyway, moving on. It's a nice segue into this podcast and many others of the British Tech Network are brought to you by UK2.net. They're fantastic and you should use the services that they provide. So what we'd like you to do is if you head on over to the BritishTechNetwork.com, click on the sponsors link, and in there you will see all the goodness from British Tech, from UK2.net. So you'll see all of the different offer codes they can provide, British Tech DNS, domains, VPN, server, VPS. If you note down any of the ones that you want there for services you want, click on the UK2.net link. Fill your basket with all the stuff that you want. You can get 20% off domain names. Nobody else has 20% off domain names. So if you wanted to buy the URL Paul Wheatley has just ruined Assassin's Creed 3 for chiz.com,
I'm not too fussed about me, I'm just worried that you've ruined it for other people.
Death2spoilers.com.
You could get 20% off that. I sincerely apologise for anybody, but I think if you listen back, I was being very careful what
you're
I said, and Chiz told me not to. So if you wanted to buy that domain name, you would get 20% off, and that would be just amazing. For anybody out there who's want to buy any domains or VPN or server or DNS or anything like that, that would be great. Also, if you want to log back into your account, please use the British Tech Network website and click on the UK2.net link. That would be fantastic. So finally, for this evening, and I apologise, we are running a little bit long tonight, we're just going to do the bargain basement. So this week, Chiz, you had an amazing golf game for the iPhone.
Yeah, Golf 2012.
Yeah.
Which was basically R-Type.
Yes.
It was basically a guy in a flying cart.
What?
A flying, it was a side-scrolling flying golf cart.
Yep.
I'll call him Trevor since.
It was a really badly drawn little character as well.
And who shot tees, was his weapon, against a golfer's notorious enemies known as the sand tramp monsters and helicopters.
That's true.
Yeah, I got to like level 4, then died, and then it went, begin again! Back to level 1, and I went, oh dear God, no.
You're supposed to play for an hour, that's the rules.
Get stuffed.
I spent 69 pence of my own money on that.
I played it as long as my poo took.
Sam, what game did you have this week?
That surfing Disney one.
Yeah, Surf's Up. It's not Disney, it's DreamWorks.
Is it? Whatever.
Don't put that on Disney's doorstep.
Whatever. Do you know what? I really enjoyed it. Not joking at all.
It's your favourite bargain basement
game. It was my favourite bargain basement game so far.
What did you have to do in it?
Surf.
Was that it?
Yeah. You're a little penguin. You get a choice of different penguins.
Mm-hmm.
You're a little penguin. You're on a surfboard. There's a wave coming through. There's like a tutorial bit for it. Explains exactly how to do everything. It takes it all step by step. You can pull different tricks. Do different stuff. It wasn't amazing. And I suppose if I played it for ages, it would have been pretty repetitive. But actually, I really quite enjoyed it.
Cool.
It was something different.
Sorry?
Was a film?
It was called Surf's Up.
Incidentally, I'm keeping it because I might play it again in the future. Wow.
Well, there you go. I had Ship Simulator Extreme. And frankly, I am getting sick of reviewing simulator games. There's nothing new I can say about this. The only new thing that this had over
your soul leaving your body.
The only new thing this had over all the other, and I should say here that I made it quite clear last time that I had no way of playing Windows-based games. Right?
We don't care. That's your problem. You have to sort it out.
I on purpose fixed the iMac, and I put Windows on it because I was doing that anyway. That is going away this week. I literally have no way of playing Windows-based games after Sunday. So if you give me a Windows-based game, I can't play it. I'm sorry.
You just have to go to your dad's and play it.
I'm not going to my dad's to play a bargain basement game.
Yes, you are.
So
you can come and hang at my house for 2 hours.
Anyway, what was the game like?
Dull as hell. There was something new. There was something new in it that the other ones didn't have.
Like driving big tankers.
Was a variety of different things. The coolest bit about all of them was the one where I was able to deploy my lifeboat and buzz about in my lifeboat and shoot the water jet up my own boat. That was kind of fun.
Did you see on Facebook that Josh caused an international incident on a boat?
I did.
Down in Gibraltar sailing, and the Spanish police.
This is Sam's
invaded
brother.
Into British territorial waters to try and arrest them or check the boat out. So they tried to get away. The Spanish police were chasing them in this boat, and they had the people on the boat had to, including my brother, had to contact the Gibraltar police, and then there was a standoff between the Gibraltar police and the Spanish police. Yeah, and Josh kind of advertised this by standing in front of possibly a police car, possibly a police boat.
I thought it was a police
and
boat.
Just going, it's awesome.
Anyway, so that was my ship simulator game. I'm getting sick of simulator games in a big, big way. So anyway, I'm giving you that opportunity to maybe tell me that you
any suggestions for Paul's next simulator game, please write in.
I can't be Windows-based, or it can be... I don't mind another simulator game as long as you get me a Mac one, because I literally have no way of playing Windows games unless you get me really old Windows games, and I do have a really old Windows laptop.
Well, okay. You can always try if this works on Mac, but I don't...
Okay. That is fine.
I'm fine with that. I don't mind that. It's part of the game. So anyway, this week's Bargain Basement Challenge... I've still to decide who's getting which one. I've got one that I think Sam might quite like.
You can't give him that with him.
Sorry?
You can't give him that one then.
Okay. So you'll get it then. Chiz, I have a game here called Zumbinis.
Awesome.
The reason I have that is because...
Mass Journey as well.
Mass Journey.
Subtitles, never forget the subtitles.
Is that the one that I might have liked?
Yeah. The reason I know that is because... Kirsty wanted me to buy it because it was one of her favourite games when she was a kid, And I bought two copies of it because it was under £3. One to give to you, and she's playing the other one. And I've played it, and it's not horrendous, actually. It's all quite right. An interesting game.
That would be two not horrendous.
However, what's you have, Sam? It's you have horrendous. Brutal Legend.
Ah, right. I have played this.
You could have given that to me anyway, because I owned that at one point.
All right.
Don't you own this?
No.
It was Lewis.
Or is this that?
No, I don't own it. I used to as well. I traded it in at some point. Right. I owned it a while back.
Okay.
It's actually quite a good game, man.
Is it? Well, there you go.
I enjoyed it.
Brutal Legend and Zumbinis. Do you have a game for me?
Yes. Sam, would you do the honours of reading this out in your very best Christopher Walken impression?
Christopher Walken impression? Can I do a Christopher Walken impression?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Can I?
Try it. Let's hear it.
I can't remember what he sounds like now. The mystery of Unicorn Castle.
What was that?
I have no idea. The mystery of Unicorn Castle.
All right, okay.
It's not a simulator.
It's not a simulator, well, that's the main thing. Okay, thank you very much. The mystery of Unicorn Castle. Stop, does sound interesting.
Stop dicking about your PC.
No, I'm doing something
stuff.
On purpose.
He's getting my November link and putting it up.
Yep. That's the show this week. Thank you very much for listening. Before I forget, to get to Sam's Movember link, uk.movember.com/mo/450825 That really memorable. I just quickly made a bit.ly link. So for quick and easy access, go to bit.ly/ri5yb6 to get to Sam's Movember. I'll put a link in the show notes as well, but you can, in case you don't want to go to the show notes.
Donate! It's for ball and arse cancer.
Yeah, there you go. It's a really, really good cause. Really appreciate you donating. If you want to contact the British Tech Network, please email us, britishtechnetwork@gmail.com. Feel free to send in suggestions for crap games.
Or money.
Money. Offers of anything you want, really, frankly. If you want to tweet the network, just send tweets to @BritishTech. If you want to attack me or speak to me on Twitter, I'm @PaulWheatley. We should have a link next show for the European Podcast Awards. And finally, on the last show in December, which should be released on the 30th of December, we are planning on doing a special show that's basically just looking back at all the games in the last 12 months and kind of doing little reviews of them. And we're planning on doing a little vote. So if you could send in... You know what we could do, actually?
Best and worst, I think.
We could create our own poll. We could put together 10 games and then folk could go on.
We should have our own categories.
Well, no. No.
We're maybe making this a bit too complicated.
Why don't they suggest...
Best in-game cleavage.
Why don't they suggest we'll take the most popular 10, which they're probably only... will be 3. So we'll just include the 3 that are suggested
if
in
you
our
could,
10.
If you could email thebritishtechnetwork@gmail.com your favourite game
you're
of the year.
And worst.
At that many people. Yeah.
And worst.
And worst game of the year.
Best and worst.
And we're going to talk about them on the last show. So that'll be... it's basically 6 weeks from now. It's the 30th. We'll be recording it on the 28th or the 29th. It'll be out on the 30th of December. So that's our show. We're almost bang on the hour mark. We have appreciated your company. That's been Chiz. That's been Sam. I've been Paul. And in many ways, we all still are. Thank you. Good night.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye. I want to go home.